VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. This is a program in which we're going to be hearing from a lot of listeners today. Usually a couple times a year, we give you an opportunity to get out your soapbox to address a concern that's on your heart. Standing on your soapbox might be some new terminology for you, but many years ago, merchandise was delivered to stores in these well-constructed, sturdy wooden boxes, and these boxes were just everywhere, and this is how merchants receive their goods. So if somebody wanted an audience, they just take out one of these soapboxes, get to a busy place, like on a street corner, stand on it, and make their speech, at which point people would start gathering around and hearing what the person had to say. And today, here on Crosstalk, we're going to give you this opportunity. As you know, we're facing much in our society this year of 2020. I mean, we think of the coronavirus. We think of the response to the virus, the heavy control of various governmental leaders, those who are, as opposed to those willingly and readily opening up their states. We think then also the killing of George Floyd and the response to it in cities across the nation. We think about the mass destruction that's going on right now, the looting, the beatings, the burning of businesses, killings going on, many cases hijacking those groups that were calling attention to the need for justice in the Floyd killing. We also have had the impeachment vote earlier this year, and folks, we're just 5 months away from an election, and there's a myriad of issues going on. So today, we're giving you the opportunity to take up to a minute to stand on top of your soapbox and to address an issue of pressing concern to you. We're opening our lines here at the outset of the program to give you opportunity to call in at 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Today's program is entitled Soapbox Addresses from Crosstalk Listeners, as we give you opportunity to simply share a burden that's on your heart as we're facing many different things as a nation. As we mentioned, what we've been through so far this year of 2020, we're not even half over as of yet. But of course, we've seen the matters leading up to the impeachment vote, and then also the outbreak of the coronavirus, and then the responses to the coronavirus that's been going on and still going on in many states here across the nation. And then, of course, the tragic killing of George Floyd. And now all the responses to it, and also the hijacking of those responses here across this nation as well. And as we mentioned, we've got an election coming up here this year, and there is much in the works. So today, giving you opportunity to pick up your phone, give us a call. I see the lines are all packed right now. So as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that will be your opportunity to pick up your phone and give us a call. So write down the number. It's 800-733-9829. We're going to begin in Monroe, Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the air.
Yeah, the other day, Joe Biden kind of ridiculed President Trump about not bringing light to the nation. Well, when he raised the Bible at St. John's Church, I can't think of anything else that would be the epitome of raising the light to this country. I mean, the Word of God is the light of the world, so that's my comment.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Giving you an opportunity to get out your soapbox today, and we're giving you up to a minute so that we can get to the multiplicity of voices on air today. Let's go now to Washington State, and Richard, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jim. I want to relate an incident that happened July 15, 2017. And this was in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And a woman by the name of Justine DeMond, I think it is, was shot and killed by Mohammed Noor, N-O-O-R. He was a Somali Muslim policeman on the Minneapolis police force. And she called for an incident. I don't even know what it was. And when the policeman there, she went to talk to the policeman. She had no threats, nothing threatening at all. But this Mohammed guy had his gun out and pointed at her. Why? Who knows? And he pulled the trigger and he killed the woman. And you notice the difference. No one is relating that now and how do people respond at that time compared to what's going on now. Unbelievable. Anyhow, thank you for taking my call, and I just want to relay that incident, and that the media is obviously covering this up, because I've heard nothing about it.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. We did cover that on Crosstalk, and I believe that that police officer did receive a 12-and-a-half-year sentence in jail as a result.
Correct.
But great. Thank you for the call here, Richard.
Thank you.
Joyce in Florida, you're on the air.
Yes. It's a rumor going around that all those marchers and rioters are being paid by one George Soros. If this is true, he's got blood on his hands.
Yeah, well, certainly.
And he ought to be taken to court for it.
Thank you, Joyce. And certainly not you used the term all, and that would not be an accurate statement, but there are some. And the exchanges of money, that there are paid protesters out there, that exchange of money has been caught on video as well, and that's circulating, but it would not be accurate to say all are being paid in that regard, but there are some.
Yes,
thank
there
you for
are
the call.
Some.
Thank you for the call. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Courtney in Miami, Florida, you're on the air.
God bless all you saints, and I thank God for that program you had yesterday. I was able to tape it, coming in just in time.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I want to tell you saints out there, and you men in the street and women in the street, I myself once had a demon tell me to walk in front of a train as it was coming.
Mm.
I told him, you go first. God's got something better for you, and he'll never put more on you than you can bear. And he's right there to hold you up. God bless all y'all, and it's a beautiful time to be witnessing out there. God bless you now.
Thank you, Courtney. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Have a couple open lines, 800-733-9829. Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Richard, you're on the air.
Hello, Jim. Hey, thanks again for a wonderful program. You always have them. And I tell you, you and Brandon House and many of the Bible scholars are true watchmen on the wall, and that's what I've appreciated about your program. And it's kind of, it's brought me to the belief that this whole thing goes back hundreds of years. I'm 78 years old, so in my lifetime, I've seen a real deprivation of our moral compass has gone.
Yeah.
And the people who have been bringing that on have worked under the radar, and now they are making themselves very obvious. And I think they may have have this ability to control. So it shows like yours that will open the eyes, and I try to get as many people as I can to listen to it. And it all goes back to the basic problem was sin.
Mm-hmm.
And today, even in our churches, sin is not spoken of.
Yeah.
Look what's happening with the homosexual agenda, the gay rights agenda, the killing of a million and a half babies since 1973.
Yeah. It is severe, Richard. Just out of respect for many others calling in, we're trying to limit our calls to about a minute, and we well surpass that. But thank you so much for your call, making your soapbox address here today. We're going next to Margie in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hi, I was just calling. The crux of our prayer meeting this morning was mostly about this gentleman that was killed, but my heart is breaking for all of the COVID people that were killed by being put in nursing homes by the Democratic governors when they took them out of the hospital and put them in the nursing homes. It spread through the nursing homes, and the death rate went sky high. And that I just wanted to make that statement out there because it just breaks my heart that everybody's complaining about, you know, talking about this one man.
Mm-hmm.
And there were thousands killed by the governors.
Thank you for sharing from your soapbox here. Appreciate it. Let's go next to John in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Afternoon. We're in judgment, and at least we're facing that door, and we need to repent.
Thank you. Don in Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air.
Yes, hi, Jim. I'm upset with this Floyd situation. First of all, nobody else told us what crime did this guy commit. He must have committed a crime for the police officers to handcuff him and arrest him. Was there alcohol in his body to make him so close to death, contributing to his death? The other officers should not be charged with death just because they were there. They're just obeying their superior, doing their jobs. And here's all these blacks and these protesters out there retaliating. It's totally un-Christian conduct. If you want to know what Christian conduct is, it's found in Romans chapter 12 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I would stand on a street corner, I did last Saturday, with a sign that says, "Where will you spend eternity? Mm-hmm. With God or with Satan?"
Okay. Thank you, Don, for sharing from your soapbox here. Ron in Tri-Cities, Washington. And by the way, before we get to Ron, just make mention of the fact that the stories have come out that there had been a call that came from a local business of what they said was counterfeit money that he had given. But certainly the video is highly disturbing as to how George Floyd his life ended, and it is such that it was no surprise that charges were filed here in this regard, and those charges were increased yesterday now to second-degree murder. We've got Ron in Tri-Cities, Washington. You're on the air.
Yes, I want to complain the fact that our education system now is indoctrinating our kids to be globalists, socialists, and humanists, and the only difference between our education system and that of the old Soviet Union is we're also promoting promiscuity, which they never did. And for those reasons, I've been a substitute teacher for a number of years. I've seen this stuff firsthand. And I have filed to run for the Washington State Superintendent of Public Instruction. I intend to turn this thing around. I'm pro-life, pro-family, pro-free enterprise, pro-Second Amendment, and pro-property rights. And it's time we started to learn where our rights came from. And they don't come from the government. They come from God himself. Mm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ron. Barry in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, what we're seeing right now is the product of decades of brainwashing and putting it into the minds of our young people anti-American stuff. And it also mainly is also what we're seeing is a product of the church's lack of preaching the uncompromised gospel. So there's nothing more powerful on this planet than the church on fire. It's a total reflection. When you see things moving in the positive, that's God's people on the move. But when you see it going in the negative, it's God's people have been on a religious holiday. Thank you.
Thank you for your call here today. Taking your calls, giving you opportunity to make your address from your soapbox today here on Crosstalk. Our number 800-733-9829. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back for the next segment. We'll be featuring your calls here again today, giving you opportunity to again, get out your soapbox and share up to a minute on an issue of great importance to you. We'll be back in a minute here on Crosstalk, coming from the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, when we look at humanity, where did all the different skin colors come from?
Chris, of course, all our traits are controlled by our genes, and they've always been quite mysterious. Now, as the human genome has been decoded, the mystery of the origin of skin color has not been solved. We can't figure out what controls the genes. Evidently, there's something behind the genes that turns them on and off and controls how long they operate. Here at the Institute for Creation Research, we're researching this, and I predict that many of these plaguing problems will soon be solved. One thing for certain, it won't be solved by claiming the genes are randomly mutated. They were created by an intelligent designer, the designer that's mentioned back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Today is your opportunity to make your address from your soapbox, giving you up to about a minute to share a concern, a burden that's on your heart. Even as we consider where we are here in 2020, so much already transpiring this year and much more to come. Right back to the phone lines, East Troy, Wisconsin. Maureen, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'm calling to say that our nation has to go to national prayer meetings or community prayer meetings at the least to get this going again like it was during the Revolutionary and Civil War. We need prayer meetings, sincere prayer meetings.
I certainly agree. And the question is, how many churches are actually holding prayer meetings?
Well, I haven't heard of any in my community, and that concerns me.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for the call. I'm certainly thankful. My church holds that midweek prayer meeting every week, as a number do, but it is becoming less and less across this country. How can we call our country to prayer when we as churches are not praying? Let's go to Lynn in Germantown, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello. I'm just calling because I was wondering if you were familiar with Candace Owen and what she posted today. She was talking about the fact that as reprehensible as it was, the way George Floyd was killed, that in fact she as a black woman will not stand up and try to martyr him because he was not a man that really had a history that would allow him to be a martyr for the black race. And she went into quite a bit of detail. It's an interesting post, and if you haven't heard it, it gives all the statistics as to how many white people and black people are shot by policemen, and she's done an amazing job of showing the side that the media is not showing at all.
Okay. Thank you, Lynn. James in Pensacola, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, the word says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Amen.
If the churches aren't going to do it, I urge you to create your own special militia and begin your own prayer meetings with your neighbors and with your friends. Get outside of the church and be the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Fight this in the realm of the heavenly.
Yeah.
And I want to also say this. This is a spirit that is coming across this nation, and in many places, black and white Americans have been healed, and they love one another, and this does not reflect the majority, I believe, of what is going on as the silent witness across this country.
Great. Thank you for taking time to call here today, James. Appreciate it so much. From Pensacola, Florida. And when he's talking about churches starting militias, he's talking in the spiritual realm. That's what he was referring to. And you'll find the spiritual armor in Ephesians chapter 6 of God's Word. And when you see in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. As he points out, we are in a spiritual battle here across this nation and around the world. Anne is calling next from Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I was just going to mention, I was very, very close the other night to Oakland Avenue in Milwaukee where the protesting / rioting was going on. And it really scared me. I had to call upon the Lord for it to take the fear away from me. But I know that a lot of your listeners are in different time zones. But how about everybody that's listening? Whenever it's your 7 o'clock in your time zone tonight, let's all get down on our knees and pray for this. Because the only person that has the power to change anything here is the Lord himself. And we call upon him in the name of Jesus, our Savior.
Mm. Thank you, Ann. Appreciate your call. And your call for prayer as well. Julie in Pensacola, Florida, you're on the air.
I just wanted to mention about George Floyd, in that the fact that the media is just portraying him out to be some kind of martyr for the Democrats to use against President Trump, when they don't put out all the truth about him, that he was high on drugs at the time. And I know that this was a terrible, justice for him. Because God doesn't want anyone to perish.
Yeah, well, actually, it was an injustice for George Floyd.
Right. Yes. Yes, it was. And I know, but he was on drugs, and he was guilty, apparently, of pulling a gun on a pregnant lady earlier in his life. But that's besides the point. I do want to encourage other people to get the truth about what really happened on this. Stand up for what is true. And then also wanted to say that Many states have already gone through their primaries, and some states have not. And why don't we all just try to encourage those that we know that, you know, maybe are young and don't even think of voting, maybe encourage them to get out and start voting for the in the primaries and start helping them to know who the, you know, who the good ones are that are conservative, truly conservative. And
Jill, I'm going to have to let you go there. Thank you for getting on your soapbox. Again, we're trying to keep everyone down to about a minute so we can have as many people call as possible. Linda is next. Go ahead, Linda. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I don't think that the police officers on that particular day got up with the intention to go out and kill somebody. They're the very people that protect us. And I think at this moment, even though a wrong decision was made, they're humans. I don't think they're criminals. They have families. And I think all of the police officers deserve our respect. And if Black Lives Matter so much, my question is this. Then why are they constantly killing each other in their own neighborhoods every day? It's on the news. And it's hard to support what is going on because of that. It's about heart and character.
Okay. Thank you, Linda, for your thoughts. Eddie is next in Glasgow, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, Jim. My item is I'm concerned about this mail-in voting. I don't think it ought to just be imposed on the country. I think it ought to at least be voted on. I don't agree with it.
Hmm. Yeah, we did a program just the other day on it, Robert Knight, breaking apart the concerns regarding it, and there's many, many issues, ballots going all over the place, and not having the control, the watchful eye of those who are there to see the integrity of the vote. Thank you for the call. Fred in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Yes, it's time for the church to preach the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 4, Paul's gospel, the fifth gospel, because there's people out there that have eyes to see and ears to hear that need to hear the gospel, and this was God's way of getting people out of the churches and maybe into the streets to preach the gospel to those that need to hear it yet. And it's very important that the message gets out around the world as well as here where we are. And I thank you for taking the call.
Thank you, Fred. Reese in Waukesha, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi there. Thank you, Jim. I would just like to encourage your listeners that it is time to take a stand. It is time to become active in government, to organize prayer meetings. It's also important that we fight our way back now from tyranny, and we don't let our government continue on the path that it's taking. And most importantly, please pray for America, its leaders, its military, and its police force as they serve every day. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Reese. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Tennessee next. Merle, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, I just wanted to say that this coup attempt that was perpetrated on Trump by Obama, Biden, Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, Clapper, Brennan, if them boys get off without being indicted, the nation would have to stand before Nixon's family, Chuck Colson's family, and G. Gordon Liddy's family and apologize. Hmm. And the secondly is we've arrived at the place where man has chosen to love evil rather than good. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for the call. Brad, West Dallas, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. I got something to say to the socialist rioters and to the evangelical fakes that side with them. One, to the rioters, you think socialism is fun? Check history. Socialism butchers their own people every time, and they start with you. Once they get their way, you are an agitator, a true believer, and they don't need you anymore. And since socialism only works for the leaders, you're going to find out you're on the outside looking in, and you're not going to like it. So you are erased. So keep that in mind when you do these things. Mm. Now for the evangelical fakes. You are fakes. You're not Christians. You're siding with communist rioters. That's against God's law. Communism is against coveting, stealing, and murder. You are fakes, not Christians, and you are siding with lawlessness. And remember what Jesus said about lawlessness. He said, I will tell them, depart from me, you who work lawlessness. So,
thank you, Brad.
Keep an eye on that.
Thanks for the call. Alice in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. The blackness that's going on in this world is the blackness of sin. We are facing spiritual darkness in this world. Jesus Christ, the red blood of his, shed on Calvary, that's the answer. If only people would examine themselves to see if they be in the faith, if they would lay hold on eternal life, if they would just know him.
Mm-hmm.
And those that do know him, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God is in control of it all.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you for the call here today. Let's go to William in East Troy, Wisconsin. You're on the air, William.
Jim, Colossians 2:6 says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Mr. Biden held up a Bible or was chastising President Trump about brandishing a Bible or something to that effect. And I thought, you know what? I think it was Charles Spurgeon who said to his congregants that many of you could write the word damnation in the dust on the Bible in your own house because you aren't reading it and obeying it. And then we had Nancy Pelosi holding a Bible, supposedly trying to shame the president. And then we had Andrew Cuomo trying to shame the president with the Bible. But these people are all in support of aborting and butchering and killing babies, which is absolutely wicked, 100%. So America has gone rogue because our leaders decided many years ago to get the Bible and the Ten Commandments out of the public eye and out of the public arena. And it's time for Americans that are Christians to get on their knees and repent and ask the Lord for revival. Because if revival is going to come, what greater opportunity, like Courtney said from Miami, than it is right now. So I would just recommend all of those American Christians listening today and others that if you haven't been reading your Bible and obeying the Lord, there's no time but right now.
Amen. Thank you, William, for that. Trevor in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, I am so disappointed in some of the callers. For one, I am tired of hearing statistics. Statistics are only as good as the person who put them together. And as far as everybody bringing up the fact that he had drugs in his system, I am so sick of black men's reputation being ruined because of stuff that happened in their past as far as their criminal record or whatever. He didn't deserve to die. And you know what? That shame on that lady. And that's the reason why I cannot go to my local church because I feel uncomfortable because it's an all-white church. So you know what? That's not Christianity to me. I am so disappointed. Okay. Sick of it. I'm sick of all everybody acting like they're Christians, but they're not. I'm sick of it. You know, shame on you guys. This man was murdered, and I don't even feel comfortable in a church anymore.
Thank you, Trevor, for your call, and certainly the importance of our being true to what God's Word has to say. That's in all aspects of our life. That's in all aspects of how we live and how we respond to the things of this world. Thank you for getting on your soapbox and sharing your heart with us. Back in a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
There is no heartache equal to that of losing a loved one to suicide. Unanswered questions, despair, and perhaps self-blame can leave those behind with feelings of hopelessness. But true hope and help can be found in Christ alone. In the booklet Hope Beyond Despair, author Julie Gossick shares from personal experience how the truth of Scripture and the hope of the gospel can bring comfort to those who are living in the aftermath of suicide. She addresses what the Bible has to say on this issue and provides a lasting hope based on biblical principles. The book Hope Beyond Despair is available from VCY for a donation of $6 or 3 copies for a donation of $15. Just ask for Hope Beyond Despair when you call with your gift at 1-800-729-9829. You may also write VCY America, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208.
Well, certainly getting a cross-section from across the nation today, but the program today is giving you an opportunity to get out your soapbox and address concern on your heart, and giving you to about a minute here to address that concern, giving you that opportunity here on Crosstalk, and a lot happening this year of 2020, and giving you the opportunity to call in, get out your soapbox, and share a concern here for about a minute, and hearing from a multiplicity of voices from across the nation. We've got Gene calling next from the state of Michigan. Gene, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, back in the early 60s when Khrushchev was premier of Russia, he was on the podium there, and he took his shoe off, and he slammed it on the podium. He said, "We'll take the world over without firing a shot." So that's what you see in all propaganda. And you know, that's how they're going to do it. They don't have to worry about guns and that. But we have to pray earnestly for our country, and thank God for VCY, and thank God for all you Christians.
Thank you, Gene. Christine in Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Wow, thank you, Gene. I want to echo what he just said. The churches are being co-opted and infiltrated with communist propaganda and ideology through Gospel Coalition is pushing the social justice garbage, and I think so many people aren't even aware of what's being taught and how much that their churches are not being true to the Word of God. And I thank God for VCY, because so many people can't think through these issues and won't think through them. And just look at what your church is really teaching, because we are being taken over without being fired a shot being fired.
Thank you, Christine. Denise in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hi. The scripture I keep thinking of is, "Choose you this day whom you will serve, me and my house who will serve the Lord." Mm-hmm. And the pilgrims came over here to get away from the separatists, and they started to pray, and they almost didn't make it, but God granted us this country, and everybody started to progress and everything, and people were talking about Jesus and praying to him and everything, and then the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, it kept on, and all the great imaginations and inventions and everything, and it seems like it got to the point to where people were in love with money more than in love with God, and left him out. He said, "Don't do that," and now we see the production of man trying to fix man's problems, I think, and the breakdown of the family and everything. So do not pollute the land by shedding innocent blood. Cleansing must be made for the land where the blood was shed. And we're all guilty of killing babies, and we still haven't stopped it. I mean, if we'd stop working and all go up there and say we don't want it, maybe we'd see something.
Thank you, Denise, for your thoughts today. Southeast Pennsylvania, we have Faith calling. You are on the air.
Hello. I hope Mr. Courtney is still listening, because I always appreciate the encouragement from the Lord that he gives. My father and mother modeled love for all people groups and entertained them in our home, not all the time, but, you know, frequently. And for those in southeastern Pennsylvania, we honored those who had ministries, Dr. Melvin Floyd and Sam and Charles Hart, the Simpson family. And the Bible tells us, as far as what took place, it tells us we have to contain our anger. We can be angry, but not to sin. And it only, you know, would take the Holy Spirit and we realize that those without the Holy Spirit are bound to do these horrific things. My husband and I watch documentaries. It's very helpful to see the images of what I'm going to say, you know, Asians and blacks have endured. And so I just, it does take a special love from the Lord to be kind. And that's not just a Pollyanna message. It is absolutely true.
Thank you, Faith. I'm going to have to run here just to give everybody the occasion to talk. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. We're going next to Sparta, Wisconsin. BJ, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling in. Do we know our elderly neighbors, a widow or a widower?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know how lonely they are? And what are we doing for them?
Yeah.
Are we keeping a watch on them? We had a neighbor that died several months, and nobody found her, and she was dead. Without the elderly, where would we be?
Yeah.
They helped us along for many, many years. They loved us, hoped, and gave us prayers. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Honor thy father and thy mother. And are we practicing the Ten Commandments and the Constitution? No. Where would we be without Grandpa and Grandma?
Yeah. Thank you, BJ. Great reminder. Greg in Cincinnati, Ohio, you're on the air.
Thanks, Jim. St. Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Hmm. We better go asking the Lord to leave, because we're asking him to leave.
Thank you for your call here today. We have a land, a people, a nation that's in need of healing. Walter, calling in from North Dakota, Hankinson, North Dakota, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say I appreciate, actually, that upset me, that young man, that I guess he's around my age in his 30s, that called in and you know, he was complaining about that, the woman that called in about George Floyd having drugs in his system. I definitely agree with her, and that sounded like he was one of those social justice fake Christians that, you know, it just bothered me that he made up that excuse for not going to church, and I just thought it was appalling. So I just support the woman that called in from Florida, and I think she's right. I think police officers deserve our utmost respect, and that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you, Walter. And our number to crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Tanya in Pine Knot, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. Psalm 917, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God, and truly America has forgotten God. Hmm. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Gary, Albuquerque, New Mexico, you're on the air. Hello, Gary.
Oh, hi. Couldn't hear you there for a little bit. Yes, I wanted to bring up on the news that said that the Trump was running to increase the troops that are around the White House and the Pentagon. It said, the news said that there was a disagreement between the Pentagon and Trump. And I just want to encourage everybody to pray for President Trump because, you know, he's supposed to be the commander-in-chief and in charge of the Pentagon, and it sounds like there's a disagreement. There's a rift somehow between these two entities, and I don't know whether it's a four-star, five-star general that's thumbing his nose at Trump and telling him to go fly a kite, but I think we should pray for Trump because he is supposed to be the commander-in-chief, and he's couldn't make, you know, pull him into discouragement, you know, that he's that this individual is telling Trump, no, we're not going to give you more troops, we're going to tell you what to do, and you can't tell us what to do. There's a disagreement there. It doesn't sound very good, doesn't sound very healthy, and I just want to encourage everybody to keep Trump in their prayers because he could be discouraged through this, and I know that the military is protecting Trump from assassination and death, and he could be holding this over Trump's head, and we got to, you know, pray that the Lord protects President Trump, keeps him from assassination. I know they want to, you know, do away with him.
Okay, I tell you what, I've given you your chance here to talk, and yeah, I know there are issues here with the former Secretary of Defense there, but Gary, thanks for getting out your soapbox. Lucy is next in Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment on everything that's happening, and if we really get a good chance to look at what the root of all this is, it is the work of Satan to bring division in our communities, in our churches, in our families, and it is the spirit of division and fearful of man rather than fearful of God.
Yeah.
We can't fall into the hands. We can't go without fighting. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against spirit, demonic, dominion. So that's how we need to be doing our battle. And we need to love everyone, yes, but we cannot stand for lawlessness. That is not bringing justice. That is bringing us injustice to the community, the society, the people that are law-abiding, against our police officers that put their lives in danger every day to protect us. So we can't turn our backs on the police.
Thank you, Lucy. Thank you for
supporting them.
Thank you for the call here today. I was reminded in, from the Gospel of John how the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Ron is calling in from Galesville, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I want to get everybody that can to go against and write against and call their elected authorities to say no post office voting, no mail-in voting. That just lays it open for all kinds of stuff that can happen in either way. But I think, as we know, the Democrats could have a good time with that. The other thing is that these two guys, according to the ex-cop you had on your program last week, that these two guys had been bouncers, mm-hmm. and that added fuel to this situation. The cop was, I believe, a little jealous because the black guy had not been fired. He stayed on, but the cop got fired from his job because he was maybe abusive to patrons when he bounced. And I think that helped fuel this problem, but nevertheless, it was murder. And I also think that the guys that stood by and watched it happen should be taken up for prosecution as well.
Thank you, Ron. Out of time there. Jim in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you're on the air.
Brother Jim, I'm going to be 72 this year, and I'm seeing things in our nation and in our world I never dreamed of, ever. And I've asked the question a number of times to myself and to others. I have to wonder if God has given us over as a nation per Romans 1. And if, God forbid, that is the case, which is our judgment, we need to get on our knees at the foot of the cross, pray for healing, pray for forgiveness, guard your faith, guard your family's faith, because if indeed we have been given over, we have no other hope, but we know where our hope lies.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jim, for that reminder. And Romans 1, ladies and gentlemen, read from starting at verse 18 through the end of the chapter there, where God gave them up to uncleanness, then God gave them up to vile affections, and then also God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And a great reminder here for us. Let's go next to Wendy in Battle Creek, Michigan. You're on the air.
Shalom, Brother Jim. I just wanted to respond to the young man that called and is so grieved by what he sees within the body of the Messiah. You know, we can't use what people do to turn us away from the Father. He's just as grieved by the way that people that are calling them Christians act. We need to remember that he's brokenhearted over it too, but if we turn away from him, we're putting ourselves in a precarious position. Mm-hmm. People are their hearts are wicked, and we need to just remember that, you know, we can't use that as an excuse to turn away from him.
Amen. Thank you, Wendy. Appreciate your call. We'll be back in just a minute in taking more of your calls here, giving you opportunity to make your address from your soapbox today here on Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Weekend Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. The destruction of the family. It's been a goal of the cultural Marxist for, well, a few generations now. And why? Because they understand that the family is the incubator for passing on the values that maintain a constitutional republic and our liberties and our freedoms. John Adams understood this on an entry dated June 2nd, 1778. He said, quote, "The foundation of national morality must be laid in private families. How is it possible that children can have any just sense of the sacred obligations of morality or religion if, from their earliest infancy, they learn their mothers live in habitual infidelity to their fathers, and their fathers as constant infidelity to their mothers," end quote. In other words, they understood that the value of right and wrong, the laws of nature and nature's God, the foundation of a constitutional republic, must come from the family.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, giving you opportunity to get out your soapbox today and share up to a minute a concern that's on your heart. We're going to return to the phone lines here to Springfield, Missouri. And Mike, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. Say, I hear a lot of the comments and that we need to pray for our nation and our president. That's good. We absolutely need to do that. We ought to be also not surprised at all the things that are going on, since if we believe we're in the last days, Bible says that perilous times should come and the things are going to wax worse and worse. And we've seen all the things that are described, the conditions, and we shouldn't be surprised at this, and we should be on our knees before God. But at the same time, you know, we're supposed to be doing what we've been called to do, and that's preach the gospel.
Yeah.
And we need to continue with a great effort to preach the gospel to those around us, to whom we come in contact with, and our relatives and friends and things like that. And this is what's going to help bring America back. But we've been so secure and so relaxed and not thinking anything is going to happen to us that we've fallen asleep. And so we should not be surprised that these things are happening.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your call. Kathleen in Fort Atkinson, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I really believe that every single person who has called needs to get out there and preach the gospel. They need, and download by those protesters. Go to the protesters in mass if you're afraid or whatever, or if you die, you die for Jesus. Go down there and preach the gospel, because that is the power of God, and it will save souls, and it will change everything in the spirit, and Satan, the gates of hell, cannot prevail against the church of God. We have got to start being bold and doing our Jesus' last commission before he arose into heaven was the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Go ye out into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Mm-hmm.
And we are to be doing that, every last one of us. I don't care if you're an 80-year-old man or a 10-year-old child. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Thank you, Kathleen. Appreciate your call here, too, as well. Jason in Scottsdale, Arizona, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing this
Fine.
Afternoon? Just real quick. What I've noticed, what's going on, and I think it was Trump that declared a national emergency. Now, this really hasn't been reported on too well. You can see the clips if people look them up. He declared a national emergency, I believe, on March 13th, and then a greatly empowering FEMA, and then there was a later clip of him with a meeting with the head of FEMA, and basically... Do you know what happens? Basically, what I'm saying is it's the implementation of the legislation that was written about 35 years ago, RX-84. Remember when Ollie Norris was going through the Iran-Contra hearings and they were asking him about that, about FEMA taking over government and suspending the Constitution in the time of a national emergency and taking over communications, distribution of food, instill curfews and martial law. This is everything that's going on now. Now, why is it not perhaps, do you think, my question is, this is what's happening?
I tell you what, Jason, we're up past your minute here, giving everybody a chance to get out their soapbox. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on the issue. Marlene is next. Clinton, Tennessee, you're on the air.
Oh, yes, thank you very much. We really appreciate your program. I just am very disturbed for people making themselves, it seems, judge and jury about the man that died during the arrest. Comes to my mind, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Calling the situation murder, I think, is really certainly... not a just thing to be doing, but especially for Christians to be saying that, because it hasn't gone before a judge and a jury to have all the facts coming out.
And Marlene, let me, just for sake, may I ask, did you see the death of George Floyd?
I have seen some videos, and I've seen some also
that have parts taking out where I think the store, where he passed the $20, yeah. but part of it was taking out, and yeah. and apparently it does show that he was resisting arrest. One article said he...
And tell you what, and we're going to let you go because we're well past our minute here, but there is continuous video there of the death of George Floyd, truly, truly disturbing in that regard. You're right. Things are going to go before a jury in the court system. That's how the judicial system works. Thank you for the call. Stephen is next in Coloma. You're on the air. That's Michigan.
Hey, I just want to say, I think as Christians, we need to keep in mind that the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Let's be very careful that we are not giving Satan a chance to sit back and enjoy us stumble over ourselves in unrighteous anger. And secondly, I just want to say real quick, you know, Christ is the one that removes the hostilities between us, between the races. And we have a nation that is going very, very atheistic, and atheism is promoted by evolution. And evolution puts races at different levels. Hmm. And so they're contradicting themselves by saying that they're going for equality when they're saying that people are at different levels.
Okay.
And then one last real quick thing. There's a saying, give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day.
I got it, Stephen. We're almost out of time. We're past your minute here. But indeed, we are made of one blood, all nations of men to dwell on the earth. Acts 17:26. Jerry in Upper Michigan, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, nowhere in the Bible does it say that America is exempt from God's payback. Even President Bush said the Iraq war was unjust. We caused a number of innocent deaths. We caused nothing but chaos over there. And to be honest with you, I think we're getting paid back for it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. And to all of you, I'm 3 seconds away from the closing music here, so we're sorry. Apologize to other callers wanting to get in. We've run out of time. But just to give you this opportunity to get on your soapbox and to address a concern that's weighing heavy on your heart. One thing that's so mindful, the importance of us recognizing that we're in a spiritual battle. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Let's have on the armor of God. Let's have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.